Now, it's live UWA Tiger play-by-play on your flagship station for University of West Alabama Tiger Athletics, Sly 1049 and the Sly 1049 app.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee for Game 2 of a three-game Gulf South Conference series against the Union Bulldogs. West Alabama enters the game today with a 12-27 overall record and 9-13 in Gulf South Conference play. Union is 15-20 and they are 8-13 in Gulf South Conference action. The two teams met last night and Union came out on top in the game. Final score 4-2 for Union. On the mound, Luke Williamson got his fourth win of the year. Mason Hollander took the mound for the Tigers and took his third loss of the season. He's 1-3 in the season. And today, Peyton Warren gets the nod for game number two. And he comes in with an ERA of 4.94, 3-5 on the season. This will be his 11th appearance, 10th game started. And he's pitched 51 complete innings, given up 56 hits, 39 runs, and 28 earned runs, and walked 9 batters and struck out 43 batters. Leading off for the Tigers will be number 23, center field, Kyle Vogler. Batting second will be number 1 out in left field, Colton Peoples. And batting third, number 27, the third baseman, Jake Nemeth. And then batting fourth will be number 19, right fielder, Braden Lyman. And then the DH for the Tigers today, batting fifth will be number 36, Gavin Rogers. And then batting sixth will be the first baseman, number 15, Josh Bauer. And then batting seventh will be the catcher, number 47, Jonathan Thibodeau. And then batting eighth will be the second baseman, number 10, Houston Kitterman. And playing shortstop will be number 46, Braxton Bullard. And again, on the mound will be Peyton Warren. And for Union, it'll be the second baseman leading things off, number 8, Patrick Music. And then the third baseman, number 4, Dorian Berry. And then batting third will be the shortstop, number 3, Britt Nitterville. And then batting fourth will be out in left field, number 23, Josh Bazoyan. And then playing DH for the Bulldogs will be number 9, Grayson Swanson. And then playing first base will be number 44, Blake Barrett. Batting seventh will be the right fielder, number 19, Carson Chavies. And batting eighth will be the center fielder, number 10, Billy Beckham. And then batting ninth will be the catcher, number 14, Ben Smith. And then on the mound for Union will be right-handed pitcher Walker Atkinson. He's a senior. He's got an ERA of 2.89, 0-1 on the season. This is his fifth appearance and third game starting. And he's pitched 9.1 complete innings, giving up 9 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, and walked 5 batters, struck out 6. And we're about to get underway, so we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll bring you first pitch here from Fesmire Field. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field as we're about to get things going here in game two of the three-game series. We've got a doubleheader scheduled today. First pitch scheduled today for the first game, 1 o'clock, and game two will be about 40-50 minutes after the game one ends today. Union will be honoring their seniors between games. They've got 6 seniors that they'll be honoring today. Walker Atkinson on the mound for Union as he's taking his warm-up pitches now. And it's a little bit windy today, so I'm getting all my stuff taped down right now. And we're about to get things going here. We're all set. We're taped down, ready to go here at Fesmire Field. Rain is in the area. Doesn't look like it's going to move this way, thankfully, as it's a little bit south of us. And Kyle Vogler is going to lead things off for West Alabama here in this game. Kyle bats 280. This is his 32nd game that he started, and he's got 125 at-bats this year and 29 runs, 35 hits. He's had 8 doubles, 2 triples, and 2 home runs, 13 RBIs, and he's walked 11 times, been hit by a pitch 7 times, and he makes his way up to the plate. He'll be batting right-handed. Atkinson, he's a right-handed pitcher. Again, ERA of 2.89, We're here at Union today in Jackson, Tennessee. We've had great hospitality all weekend. It's been a fantastic trip so far as Atkinson delivers the first pitch of the game, and it's down the middle for a called strike here to Vogler. Atkinson gets set. He's number 11 for the Bulldogs out of Savannah, Tennessee. The 0-1, Vogler hits that one up the middle, and it'll get down for a base hit as Vogler will put the brakes on at first base, and he's in with a single to center field.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Fed Marfield on the campus of Union University. This afternoon's game features the Lady Bulldogs of Union versus the Tigers of West Alabama. And now for the starting lineup.
And that'll bring up Colton Peoples, the left fielder for West Alabama. Colton, he wears number one. He's a junior, 5'11", from Lutz, Florida. Left-handed batter. With no outs here in the top of the first, Atkinson the pitch, and that one gets away from Smith at catcher, and the throw down to second is Vogler steals, and he's safe with a stolen base. And Peoples gets set up in the count 1-0 right now. Peoples left-handed batter. Atkinson, right-handed pitcher. As Vogler gets his lead off at second. The 1-0 gets away from Smith as well. Vogler makes his way to third base. So just like that, West Alabama's putting something together here.
And now for the Union Lady Bulldogs with a record of 14-25, 8-15 in conference. Leading off, right field, number one, Morgan Jennings.
So, Peoples up in the count now, 2-0.
Alyssa Ward. Third, first base, 30,
he gets set. Atkinson gets the call from Ben Smith. The 2-0. That one finds outside the plate. Moves the count now to 3-0. Talking to some of the people up here in the press box, they said Atkinson, he got injured earlier in the year as he delivers the 3-0. That one finds strike zone for a 3-1 count now. Atkinson, he dealt with sounded like a forearm injury. And he had surgery, and he made an appearance last weekend. As he delivers the 3-1 and a swing and a miss by Peoples. Moves the count now to 3-2. They're not sure how long Atkinson will be in, as he's making his third start of the year after making two earlier in the season. The 3-2 pitch is outside for a called ball, so Peoples gets on with a walk. So he moves to first base, and Vogler stays at third. And that'll bring up number 27, Jake Nemeth. Nemeth enters the game, batting .338, 28 runs, 47 hits. He's got 7 doubles, 5 home runs. Walker Atkinson sets in on the mound. The 0-0 to Nemeth, swing and a miss. 0-1 count to Nemeth. You got Vogler at third, Peoples on at first. Vogler got on with a single, and then two wild pitches allowed him to move to third base. Peoples walked. The 0-1 pitch to Nemeth. That one hit high in the air. Netterville at shortstop moves under it for Union. He'll make the play. Not enough room for Vogler to tag up, so that's the first out of the inning as Vogler flies out to 6. That'll bring up Braden Lyman, number 19, playing right field today for West Alabama. Typically plays out in right field. We've seen him at center field a couple times this year. The 0-0 to Lyman. That one upstairs for a called ball. One out here in the top of the first inning here in Jackson, Tennessee. West Alabama dropped game one last night to Union. Got doubleheader scheduled. Peoples moves. He's going to second, and that one's going to be popped up back to Nerville. At shortstop, he'll get under it. Peoples goes back to first, and that is the second out of the inning as Lyman will say an F6 there. Fly out to shortstop. So back-to-back flyouts to Netterville at shortstop. That'll bring up Gavin Rogers. Rogers playing DH today in game one of the doubleheader. Gavin expected to pitch game three today. As Gavin gets set, right-handed batter out of Sunny Daisy, Tennessee. Atkinson sets in, two outs here in the top of the first. Peoples moves to second. The throw down to second. Peoples slides in, and he'll be safe with a stolen base there. So West Alabama's got two in scoring position now. Vogler at third, Peoples at second. Gavin Rogers at the plate. 0-1 count Atkinson the pitch. Rogers gets a hit on it. Deep to left field, going back. And it's going to get out of here for a three-run home run. And just like that, West Alabama takes an early 3-0 lead after the bomb from Mr. Gavin Rogers. As he'll trot around the bases, he rounds third base, doing a fist pump, celebrates with third base coach Jacoby Robinson, and he makes his way to home plate and taps on home plate. And he'll celebrate with Bauer, Peoples, and Cal Vogler. So West Alabama takes the 3-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. With two outs, Atkinson the pitch to Bauer. That one outside for a ball. Good start here for West Alabama. The 0-1 to Bauer. He'll foul that one off right side. Excuse me, the 1-0 pitch. Bauer fouls that one off to move the count now to 1-1. The 1-1 pitch from Atkinson. Bauer gets a hit on it. It'll be down for a base hit as he'll put the brakes on at first base. And he's in with a single. That brings up Mr. Jonathan Thibodeau, the catcher for West Alabama today. Where's number 47? And Thibodeau, 5'11 graduate senior. He is a long way from home as he's out of Burlington, Ontario, Canada. He's got an opportunity to hear it with Bauer on at first base. Atkinson set to deliver the pitch. The 0-0 to Thibodeau outside. As Bauer goes to second base, he'll slide the tag. Got him. And that's the third out of the inning as Bauer thrown out at second base. And that will end the top of the third inning. But West Alabama, off a three-run home run from Gavin Rogers, takes a 3-0 lead here at Fesmeyer Field. We'll take a short break. We'll come back with the bottom of the first inning here on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken-down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Papa, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Back here to Fesmeyer Field here in Jackson, Tennessee. West Alabama takes a 3-0 lead after the three-run home run from Gavin Rogers. He cleared the left field wall as well as the left field scoreboard. And I'm not sure how many feet it went, but I'd say it was around 400 as it's 385 down there toward the left field where the scoreboard is. As he absolutely destroyed that ball. And now here in the bottom of the first inning, Peyton Warren gets set on the mound. And he'll get to face Patrick Music to begin things off. Music last night struck out 3 times. Reigning GSC Player of the Week. Playing second base for Union today, as he did last night, as he wears number 8 for Union. Out of Ardmore, Alabama. 5'9" graduate senior. And he gets set at the plate. A right-handed batter, Peyton Warren. A right-handed pitcher. ERA of 4.94. 3-5 on the year. This is his 10th game to start. Warren sits in. The 0-0 to Music. And Music will foul that one off. Moves the count now to 0-1. Music gets set. Warren, the 0-1 pitch to Music. That one upstairs for a ball. A 1-1 count. The 1-1 from Warren to Music. That one outside for a ball. Right behind us here, West Sullivan softball playing. They're in the top of the first inning. Still tied up at 0. No runs apiece. And the 2-1 pitch. Music gets a hit on it out to right center field. And Vogler gets under it to make the play and retire Music for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Dorian Berry, the third baseman for Union. He wears number 4. It's a pretty cool setup here at Union. The press box right in the middle between baseball and softball. It's a shared press box for baseball and softball games as Warren delivers the 0-0 to Berry and right down the middle caught a strike. So typically you'll have to watch the live stats to see the score for softball, but I can just look right behind me and see it as Peyton Warren delivers the 0-1 as Berry fouls that one off right side over the Union dugout. West Sullivan in the third base dugout. Union in the first base home dugout. The 0-2 pitch. That one upstairs for a called ball. Yesterday, West Alabama softball lost the first game, then rallied back to win the second game. The 1-2 pitch. That one going to be fouled off as well. Count stays at 1-2. Peyton Warren sits in. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss as he strikes Berry out. He goes down on strikes, and he'll make the way back to the dugout for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Britt Netterville. And Netterville yesterday had a huge home run. That was the game-winning home run, or game-winning run, I should say. He's a right-handed batter playing shortstop. Had two flyouts to him back in the top of the first inning. The 0-0 to Netterville. Gets a hit on it, hit to Braxton Bullard. He fields it. The throw over to Bauer at first is in time for the third out of the inning. So 1-2-3 is Union that inning. As we head to the top of the second inning, West Alabama leads Union 3-0 here at Fesmire Field. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Back here to Fesmire Field here in Jackson, Tennessee. West Alabama leads Union right now 3-0 in the top of the second inning. As I was saying before I went to commercial, West Alabama softball yesterday lost the first game and then bounced back in the second game to win 8-0. And Hannah Minyard got the win on the mound. She moved to 10-5 on the year, and it was a historic day for her and West Alabama as she pitched a no-hitter. Tigers run ruled Union through 5 innings. Minyard did not give up a single hit. And Union did not score any runs in that one. So historic day for West Alabama softball yesterday. Always awesome to see a no-hitter. Also, women's tennis yesterday won the Gulf South Conference regular season championship. So a very exciting day yesterday for West Alabama athletics. And here at baseball right now, we lead Union 3-0. I'm Mark Gillum bringing you play-by-play today, filling in for Mr. Will Atkinson as he's out of town. The 0-0 to Thibodeau. That one's in the middle for a called strike. Thibodeau at the plate yesterday, back in the top of the first. The 0-1 to Thibodeau outside for a called ball. Josh Bauer was caught stealing, so Thibodeau gets a chance back at the plate. 1-1 count from Atkinson. That one gets hit out to right field. Did get down for a base hit. So Thibodeau rounds first base. He's going to put the brakes on and he'll go back. So he's in with a single. out to right field, and that brings up Houston Kitterman. Houston Kitterman, number 10 for West Alabama, playing second base. We've seen most of the year him playing second. He gets set. Kitterman on the year, bats 210. He's got 9 RBIs, 17 runs. He gets set, the right-handed batter. Out of Russellville, Alabama. The 0-0 to Kitterman. That went upstairs for a called ball. Yesterday, we were talking here in the press box. Houston's older brother, Austin, he played a year here at Union for Union Baseball before transferring to West Alabama. So Houston and Austin both very familiar with Union here. As the 1-0 pitch, that one outside for another ball. Moves the count now to 2-0. So two balls, no strikes here to Houston Kitterman. He's got Thibodeau on at first base. Game one of a doubleheader today. Kitterman gets set, right-handed batter. And now home plate umpire calls time. Grants it to Kitterman. West Alabama took a 3-0 lead off the Gavin Rogers 3-run home run back in the top of the first. The 2-0, that's a chopper, hit to second base. And Union unable to make the double play as Netterville at shortstop fielded it. And then he flipped it over to second base where Patrick Music was covering it. And when Thibodeau slid in, Music could not get the throw over to first. So Kitterman gets on with the fielder's choice. So Houston Kitterman gets on at first base. And that'll bring up Braxton Bullard. Bullard, number 46 for West Alabama. Batting 333 this year. He's got 11 runs, 11 RBIs to his name. Yellow to Bullard. Hit directly to first. The double play, the throw, the tag. And Kitterman will be safe, but Braxton Bullard is thrown out at first base. Or not thrown out, excuse me. Blake Barrett on at first. He fielded it, tapped on the bag, threw it to second. So that'll bring up Kyle Vogler. Vogler, get things going here. He got a single out to right field back in the top of the first, which led to the 3-run rally in the inning. Atkinson sets in. And Vogler, he'll foul that one off. 0-1 count here to Kyle Vogler. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Atkinson glances back at second where Kitterman is. The 0-1 outside for a called ball. The 1-1 of Vogler, that one's hit out to center field, and Beckham gets under it to make the play to end the top of the second inning. We'll head to the bottom of the second. West Alabama leads 3-0 here at Fesmire Field. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on SLA 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop-Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field here on the campus of Union University. It's a very pretty campus here at Union, and it's a pretty baseball park. It's 320 feet down left and right field. Down the alleys, it's about 385, and out to center field, 390. They've got the American flag out there at center field. Looks like the wind's blowing right to left as Peyton Warren gets set on the mound for his second inning work. In the first inning, Union went 1-2-3 with two flyouts to center field and a strikeout. And Josh Bazoyan, he'll get things going here for Union. In the bottom of the second inning, Peyton Warren gets set. Jonathan Thibodeau catching. And the 0-0 to Bazoyan. That one outside for a called ball. Union takes a 1-0 lead at softball in the bottom of the first inning. As Warren gets set, 1-0 count. The pitch, that one outside for the second ball. Two balls, no strikes, no outs here in the bottom of the second. Out beyond a parking lot in right field, they got the Union soccer complex. And then out in center field, you got the Union basketball court. The 2-0, that one upstairs for a ball. 3-0 count to Bazoyan. Out in left field, you've got some classes, some class buildings, it looks like. Classroom buildings, I should say. 3-0 count. That one outside for a ball. So, Bazoyan gets on with a walk. Four pitches. And that brings up the DH, Grayson Swanson, number 9. Grayson Swanson out of Greeley, Colorado. He gets set, right-handed batter. Bats 373 this year, 12 home runs, 28 runs, 42 RBIs he's drove in. Bazoyan on at first, he gets his lead off. Warren sits in. The 0-0 to Swanson, that one gets out to left field for a base hit as Bazoyan puts the brakes on at second. So Union got something going here in the bottom of the second. So there'll be a single out to left field. Move Bazoyan to second base. That'll bring up Blake Barrett, the first baseman for Union. Where's number 44? Barrett, he's out of Greenville, Indiana. 6'2" junior. Right-handed batter. He gets set. Peyton Warren sits in on the mound. The 0-0 to Barrett. Right down the middle for a called strike. So no balls, one strike. No outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Got 9 innings scheduled for today's game. Game 2 of the doubleheader will be after this one. About 40, 50 minutes afterward. As Peyton Warren sits in. The 0-1 pitch. That one hit to Bullard at short. Bullard can't grab it as it goes between his legs. Bazoyan rounds third, and he'll come in at home. And Barrett gets a single, and Swanson will move to third base. So Union gets one run back. Still trail 3-1. Probably be an error on Braxton Bullard at short, as that one went just right between his glove, between his legs and past his glove. So Swanson on at third, Blake Barrett at first. And that'll go down as an error on Braxton Buller at shortstop. So Barrett gets on with an E6. And Carson Chavis gets a hit on that one and hit directly to Kitterman. Kitterman will throw it to Bauer at first. And that'll be the second out of the inning. Excuse me, the first out of the inning. It'll be a 4-3. Swanson does score from third, so Union now trails 3-2. That brings up Billy Beckham. Beckham gets set. That one gets out to left field for a base hit, and Blake Barrett will stop at third. But Union got something going here. Billy Beckham stops at first base. It'll be a single out to left field. That brings up Ben Smith, the catcher. Smith, he bats 102, 4 RBIs this year, 5 runs. He's got 49 at-bats. He struck out 19 times, walked 8 times. So he gets set with 2 runners on, 1 in scoring position, runners on the corners. One out here in the bottom of the second. Warren gets set. The 0-0 to Smith. He'll foul that one off. Right side. Count goes to 0-1. No balls, one strike, one out. Peyton Warren gets set on the mound. The 0-1 to Ben Smith. Smith, he'll foul that one off. Same place, same location. Had a lot of rain last night here in Jackson. We're under a thunderstorm watch, I believe, most of the night. I slept through it all at my hotel. But that ball landed out and beyond the dugout, made a huge divot out there. The 0-2 pitch, that went outside for a ball. Moves the count to 1-2, with one out here in the bottom of the second. 3-2 ball game, West Alabama leads. Game two of the Gulf South Conference Series. Peyton Warren glances back at first, where Beckham is. The 1-2 pitch to Smith. That one hit high in the air. It'll be a foul ball. Same spot. Three foul balls, same location for Smith. Down in the count, 1-2. Peyton Warren glances back at first. Barrett at third base. The 1-2. Struck him out of there. Peyton Warren gets his second strikeout of the day. That brings it up top of the lineup, Patrick Music. Music flew out to center field back in the first. Struck out three times yesterday. Jonathan Thibodeau, playing catcher, delivers the call to the infield. Delivers the game plan on how the Tigers want to deal with Patrick Music here. Music, reigning Gulf South Conference Player of the Week last week. The 0-0 pitch to Music. That went outside for a ball. Patrick Music, he's out of Ardmore, Alabama. He's an Alabama guy. 5'9" graduate senior. Right-handed batter. Batting .349 this year. He's got 6 home runs, 32 RBIs. Scored 36 times himself. Peyton Warren sets in. Looks back at Beckham at first. The 1-0, hard hit ball, it'll be a foul ball. Count goes to 1-1. Warren sets in. Gets the call from Thibodeau. The 1-1. That one fouled off into the net, into the backstop. Count now goes to 1-2. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Union scored 2 runs here in the bottom of the second. Looking to add to that, base hit, likely tie the game. Possibility of taking the lead if it's a hard enough hit ball. Peyton Warren sits in. The 1-2 to Music. That one outside gets away from Thibodeau. Runners will stay at first and third. So the count now goes to 2-2. It's a 2-2 count with 2 outs. Union's got 2 hits in this inning. Bazoyan scored. Grayson Swanson scored. Bazoyan got started this inning with a walk. And Swanson singled. And then Barrett singled off an error. Or he reached on an error on Braxton Bullard. So the 2-2 pitch from Warren. That one, hard hit ball, will be a foul ball. And that one will land on the press box. So the count stays now. 2-2, 2 outs here in the bottom of the second inning. And Music gets set. Patrick Music plays second base for Union. The 2-2 pitch, that one outside for a ball. Full count now. 3-2, 2 outs here at Fesmire Field in Jackson, Tennessee. Got runners on the corners. Music flew out to center field back in the first inning. This is the top of the lineup for Union. As Peyton Warren gets set, the 3-2 pitch. That one's, you guessed it, another foul ball. Lands here on the press box. 3-2 count. 2 outs. 3-2 ball game. West Alabama leads. Both of these two teams fighting to get in the Gulf South Conference playoff. Both teams need to get 2 wins today if they can. Union looking to clinch the series with a win in game 1 today. As Music will hit that one, Nemeth at third. The throw over to Bowers in time for the out. So Peyton Warren gets the Tigers out of a jam there. And Patrick Music, he'll ground out. 5-3 there for the third out of the inning. So we'll head to the top of the third. West Alabama leads Union 3-2 here at Fesmire Field on the campus of Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Slot 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back here to Fesmeyer Field in Jackson, Tennessee. Walker Atkinson back on the mound for his third inning of work. Atkinson today giving up 3 earned runs, 4 hits. And Colton Peoples gets set. The 0-0 pitch to Peoples finds the strike zone for a strike. As Atkinson delivers the 0-1 to Peoples. That one upstairs for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Here in the top of the third inning, Tigers took a 3-0 lead back in the first inning off of Gavin Rogers' home run. As Atkinson delivers the 1-1 to Peoples. And Peoples will foul that one off. So the count goes to 1-2 now. 1 ball, 2 strike. Atkinson sits in. The 1-2. Swing and a miss by Peoples. In the dirt. And Smith will field it. And he'll throw it over to first base where Barrett's covering and get the out. So Colton Peoples strikes out for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Jake Nemeth. Nemeth flew out to shortstop back in the first inning. On deck will be Braden Lyman. The 0-0 to Nemeth is outside for a ball. The 1-0. Nemeth gets a hit on out to left field. It'll get down for a base hit. He's going to round first base. Is he going to go? He's going to put the brakes on, and he'll stop at first with a single. So Nemeth gets a hit out to left field. Found the hole out there in left field. It was a hard hit ball over the head of Barry at third base. And then Bazawian came over, fielded it quickly. Nemeth thought had an opportunity to get to second, but instead just put the brakes on as Braden Lyman now gets set. Lyman flew out to shortstop back in the first inning, and now he gets a hit out to left center field as Nemeth rounds third base. He's going home. Lyman rounding second is going to third base. He'll stop. Nemeth will score. Lyman slides in, and he's in with a triple. So Lyman gets an RBI there. RBI triple. He'll score Nemeth. And that'll bring up Gavin Rogers. Rogers again. He home run back in the first inning, which scored Peoples and Vogler. So West Alabama now has a 4-2 lead here over Union as Atkinson gets set, delivers the pitch to Rogers down the middle for a called strike. It was an 0-1 count to Gavin Rogers out of Soddy Daisy, Tennessee. That one upstairs for a called ball. Moves the count now to 1-1. Rogers bats 309 on the year. He's got 5 home runs, 29 RBIs, 19 runs he scored. Now he gets granted time, so the count stays at 2-1. Atkinson gets set. Him and Ben Smith exchange calls. They agree on one. The 2-1, Rogers gets that one hit. Out to right field, chasing it in foul territory. And Beckham had a lot of ground to cover there and makes the play out in foul territory near the Union bullpen for the second out of the inning. So Rogers flies out in foul territory towards right field. That'll bring up Josh Bauer, number 15. Bauer playing first base today. He DH'd last night. Gavin Rogers playing the DH position today. Oh, excuse me. Rogers able to score Lyman from third. So West Alabama now leads 5-2. Off the sacrifice fly there. And now Bauer gets a hit to shortstop. And Netterville not able to field it. And Bauer gets on at first base. Again, it rained a lot last night. There's rain, water on the ground. So playing conditions are not the best today. As it looked like Netterville just kind of lost that one there. So that'll bring up Jonathan Thibodeau. Thibodeau batting seventh in the lineup, playing catcher for West Alabama. Got Josh Bauer on at first base. They're going to get an error to Netterville there. So Josh Bauer reaches on an error. The 0-0 to Thibodeau, called ball. The 1-0 to Thibodeau, down the middle for a called strike. It's two outs here in the top of the third inning. West Sabana leads 5-2. The 1-1 Thibodeau. It's a fastball, called strike. Thibodeau did not swing. One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the third. Two outs. The 1-2 outside for a ball. It's a 2-2 count now. With two outs here to Jonathan Thibodeau. Thibodeau, graduate senior out of Burlington, Ontario. 5'11 graduate senior. The 2-2 outside for a ball. Full count now. Jonathan Thibodeau. Josh Bauer at first. Both teams have one error today, both on the shortstop. The 3-2 pitch to Thibodeau, and that'll get out in right field for a base hit for Thibodeau as Bauer puts the brakes on at second. So Thibodeau gets a base hit, and it'll move Bauer to second. That'll bring up Houston Kidder in the second baseman for West Alabama. Bats eighth in the lineup. Where's number 10? So two outs here in the top of the third. Got a good crowd here today. Good bit of Union fans. See some West Alabama fans that made the trip. Had a fun night last night. It's a good crowd. Good baseball game last night. West Alabama fell 4-2 against Union. Houston Kidderman gets set. The 0-0 to Kidderman. Down the middle for a called strike. 0-1 count. Kidderman, he bats 208 on the year. Got 9 RBIs, 17 runs he scored. And now, timeout is granted to Kidderman. He'll adjust his gloves. Gets set. Taps home plate. Atkinson, still on the mound. Free Union. The 0-1 pitch to Kidderman. And Kidderman, he'll foul that one off. 0-2 count now to Kidderman. Kidderman, he's out of Russellville, Alabama. 5'10" sophomore. Older brother, Austin Kidderman. He played both here at Union and West Alabama. The 0-2 to Kidderman. It's a hard hit ball out to right field. And Chavez is there to make the grab to retire the West Alabama side. So Kidderman flies out to right field to end the inning for the third out. So we'll head to the bottom of the third. West Alabama leads 5-2 here at Fesmeyer Field. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back here to Fesmeyer Field. West Alabama leads Union 5-2 here in Game 2 of a three-game Gulf South Conference Series. Lots of GSC action going on today. Christian Brothers at Lee and West Georgia on at UAH. AUM and Valdosta playing over in Valdosta, Georgia. West Florida and Delta played last night, but today's games are canceled due to rain. Mississippi College and Montevallo already completed their series. Montevallo got the series win. And then here in Jackson, UWA and Union. And Christian Brothers and Lee got two games last night. They'll play one today. West Georgia, UAH. UAH took both games yesterday. They played one today. AUM took game one against Valdosta 7-4. They played doubleheader today. And Delta State got a win last night before their games got canceled today. It's Peyton Warren. He delivers the 0-0 pitch to Dorian Berry. And it's a swing and a miss to Berry. So it's an 0-1 count to Berry. The 0-1, that's another strike. 0-2 count now. Dorian Berry batting 271 this year. Got 21 runs, 3 home runs, 11 RBIs. Right-handed batter. He gets set. Peyton Warren still on the mound. The 0-2 upstairs for a called ball. Barry wears number 4. He's out of Nashville, Tennessee. He's a 5'8" senior playing third base. The 1-2 pitch. And that went outside for another ball. Loses the count now 2-2. Barry fighting back. And this at bat was down 0-2. Now it's tied up 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. No outs here in the bottom of the third. Peyton Warren sits in. The 2-2 pitch to Barry. It's a hard hit ball over the head of Braxton Bullard. Colton Peoples will field it. And Barry gets a single. Out to left field. And that brings up Brett Netterville. Netterville flew out to center field back in the first inning. Playing shortstop for Union. Batting 306 this year. 37 runs, 7 home runs, 32 RBIs. Union second in the Gulf South Conference in home runs. Only behind Montevallo, who the Tigers met last weekend. Tigers took 2 of 3 from Montevallo last weekend. Then a midweek game against William Carey. Got the win. Tigers go back to William Carey on Tuesday. The 0-0 to Netterville. Caught a strike. No balls, 1 strike here to Netterville. With Barry on at first base. Peyton Warren asked for a new baseball. He gets it from our home plate umpire. No balls, 1 strike here to Netterville. And now our home plate umpire calls time again. They'll reset. Netterville gets set back at the plate. Right-handed batter, Warren. He'll throw back to Bauer on at first base, just checking on Barry. Slides back in, and he's safe. Union's got 3 hits on the day. Scored 2 runs back in the second inning. None in the first. Tigers lead 5-2 through 2.5 innings here in the bottom of the third. Peyton Warren sits in. The throwback to Bauer, the tag. Barry's safe. Barry's got 6 stolen bases this year. Might send him here. The 0-1, Barry goes. The throw down to second. Kitterman makes the... No, he does not make the grab. And so Barry slides in, and he's safe with the stolen base. So the pitch was outside for a ball. Got a 3-man umpire crew today, as we did last night. Did a good job last night. Coming back here today, so far doing a good job. Peyton Warren, the 1-1 to Netterville, gets away from Thibodeau. Barry moves to third base. Thibodeau finally gets it back in the backstop. So Barry advances on a wild pitch. 2-1 is the count to Netterville. Netterville flew out to center field to Kyle Vogler back in the first inning. West Alabama softball taking the lead 3-1 in the top of the third. Peyton Warren sets in. The 2-1 pitch to Netterville. Down the middle for a called strike. Moves the count now 2-2. It's senior day here for Union Baseball. They'll be honoring their seniors between games. Peyton Warren sits in. Thibodeau gets the call from Brock Ward. The 2-2 pitch. Netterville, he'll foul that one off towards the Union dugout. Warren sits in. The 2-2 pitch. And that one, Netterville, he'll foul it off near the backstop. Gavin Rogers comes out of the dugout to get it. He'll get it back towards the Union dugout. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, no outs here in bottom of the third inning. Warren, the 2-2. Upstairs, ball number 3 to Netterville. Netterville, he's out of Centerville, Mississippi. 5'11" junior. The 3-2 to Netterville. That one going to get down for a base hit out in center field as Barry comes home and he'll score. Make it a 5-3 ball game. Netterville puts the brakes on at first, so he's in with a single. And that brings up Josh Bazillion. Bazillion today. He got on with a walk back in the second and then scored when Blake Barrett got on with an error on Braxton Bullard. So he gets set. The 0-0 to Bazillion. That one down the middle for a called strike. 0-1 count. No balls, 1 strike. Here to Josh Bazillion. Bazillion, he's out of Chino Hills, California. 6'3" graduate senior. A right-handed batter. He wears number 23 for Union. Peyton Warren sits in. The 0-1. Bazillion fouls that one off for the second strike. And Brett Netterville on at first base, got on with a single and scored Dorian Berry. Berry got on, and then he stole a base and then got on with a wild pitch. He singled back to left field. Start things off here in the third. No outs. The 0-2 pitch inside for a ball. Bazoyan had to back away a little bit so he didn't get hit. So one ball, two strikes, no outs. 5-3 ball game. Tigers lead. Peyton Warren glances back at first. Check on Netterville, excuse me. The 1-2. That one outside for a ball. Nice job by Thibodeau. Stop it from getting past him. Two balls, two strikes. Here to Bazoyan. Bazoyan bats 311 on the year. 10 home runs. He'll foul that one off. Count stays at 2-2. He's got 39 runs batted in. Scored 31 times himself. On deck is Grayson Swanson for Union. Peyton Warren gets the call from Jonathan Thibodeau. The 2-2 pitch. Bazoyan gets a hit on it. It'll Braxton Bullard fields it. The throw to second. And now the throw to third. Caught in a pickle here. Nemeth will throw it back to third. They're trying to tag Netterville. And they'll make the tag. But so Bazoyan, he'll move to second base. So that'll be an out with a tag there for the first out of the inning. So that'll bring up Grayson Swanson for Union. Nice job by Braxton to stop that one, getting past him. The 0-0 to Swanson. Down the middle for a called strike. 0-1 count. Swanson playing DH today. He's batting 378 on the year. 12 home runs. 42 RBIs. The 0-1 caught a strike. So the live stats say this is how it's officially scored. Bazoyan single to shortstop, advanced to second. Netterville advanced to second, out at third, shortstop to second base, to third base, to second base, to third base. If that just shows how crazy that last sequence was. That's what happened for Netterville to get out. And the 0-1, excuse me, the 0-2 to Swanson caught a ball. Moves the count now to 1-2. So Bazoyan's on at second. And Netterville got out, caught in a little pickle situation there. So Peyton Warren now pitching to Grayson Swanson. The 1-2 pitch to Swanson. Gets away from Thibodeau. It'll get back in the field. Warren comes over and picks it up. But Bazoyan moves to third base. So now the count goes to 2-2. With one out here in the bottom of the third inning, Bazoyan gets the lead off at third base. 2-2 is the count to Grayson Swanson. Swanson will step out of the batter's box. The 2-2 to Swanson in the dirt for a called ball. 3-2 is the count now to Grayson Swanson. Peyton Warren sets in the 3-2 to Swanson. Hit to Bullard. Bullard unable to field it. Gets away from his glove. He fields it now. And Bazoyan will score. And Swanson gets on at first base. Not sure if that'll be an error or not. That was a hard hit ball to Bullard. We'll see how they officially score it. Did hit his glove. That brings up Blake Barrett, the first baseman for Union. And now, pitching coach Brock Ward will come out and make a mound visit with Peyton Warren, try and calm him down, get him out of this jam here. He'll be joined by Jonathan Thibodeau. Blake Barrett batting. Barrett bats 278 on the year, 16 runs, 8 home runs, 20 RBIs. He got on with an error back on the second inning on an error by Braxton Bullard. And now Jake Nemeth and Braxton talking over at shortstop. Josh Bauer stays at first base. Houston Kitterman at second base. He's out a little bit in the outfield. playing a deep second base position. Tiger outfielders, Colton Peoples, Kyle Vogler in center, right fielder Braden Lyman, all playing very deep right now. Here to Barrett. Peoples playing more deep than the rest of the Tiger outfield out in left field. Barrett does have 8 home runs this year. Hard-hitting guy. So they're not going to give an error to Bullard there. So 5-4 ball game now. West Alabama has 5. Union has 4 runs. Union has 6 hits. Tigers have 7 hits. Both teams have an error. Peyton Warren gets set on the mound. The 0-0 to Barrett. Gets away from Thibodeau. Able to get it back quickly. Not allow Swanson to move. So 1-0 count. Barrett, he's out of Greenville, Indiana. 6'2" junior. Plays first base for Union. Warren sets in. The 1-0. That one hits high in the air. Braxton Buller giving chase on it. Peoples also chasing it from left field. Gets under it to make the play. The throw over to first. And got him. Colton Peoples with the cannon of an arm there to throw it from mid left field to Bauer at first base to get Swanson out. Swanson thought it was going to get down for a base hit, but thankfully he was wrong. So fly out to center field, to left field. A double play there for West Alabama. So we'll head to the top of the fourth inning. Due up for the Tigers will be Braxton Bullard, Kyle Vogler, Colton Peoples. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Slot 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. Braxton Buller batting. Union has made a pitch and change as they bring in Sam Poindexter. Delivers the 1-0 to Bullard. That'll be a ball. 2-0 count now. Pitched 3 complete innings. Struck out 1. Gave up 5 earned runs. The 2-0 to Bullard. Outside for a called ball. 3-0 is the count. Poindexter now in the game. Where's number 27? The 3-0 finds the strike zone. 3-1 count now. Poindexter. 3-2 on the year, 36 innings he's pitched. The 3-1 finds the strike zone for a strike. Bullard thought it was a ball. Poindexter got an ERA of 5.50, giving up 22 earned runs, 31 runs. The 3-2 to Bullard, he'll foul that one off near the over the Tiger dugout. Poindexter, he's given up 47 hits this year, walked 15 batters, struck 30 out, giving up 5 home runs, 1 triple, 10 doubles. The 3-2 outside. Ball number 4, Braxton Buller gets on with a walk. That brings up top of the lineup, Kyle Vogler. Vogler, number 23, got on with a single back in the first and then flew out to center field in the second. Scored a run in the first, so he gets set here. Tigers lead 5-4, game 2 of a 3-game Gulf South Conference series. The 0-0 to Vogler hit out deep left or deep to center field, and Beckham is there to make the play. And so Buller will have to go back to first. Be an F8 for Vogler for the first out of the inning. That brings up Colton Peoples. Peoples got on with a walk in the first, struck out in the third. So he gets set. The 0-0 to Peoples gets away from Smith. Bullard will stay at first base. A 1-0 count here to Colton Peoples. Peoples bats 263 this year. 11 RBIs, 26 runs. Poindexter sets in. The 1-0 down the middle for a called strike. The throwback to first where Bullard is. He's safely back. Poindexter sets in. The 1-1 to Peoples. Swing and a miss. Second strike. 1-2 count. Poindexter, he's out of Collegeville, Tennessee. 6'4" sophomore. The 1-2 pitch. Poindexter sets in. Check swing. Outside for a ball. Peoples did not go around. Count moves to 2-2. Peoples staying alive here. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the fourth inning. 2-2 pitch. Outside. Ball number three. Full count. Here to Mr. Peoples. Peoples, 5'11" junior out of Lutz, Florida. He's a junior on the field. He's a graduate student in the classroom as he takes ball number four, and he'll get on with a walk. And Braxton Bullard moves to second. And brings up number 27, Jake Nemeth. Nemeth bats 340, 5 home runs this year, 29 RBIs, 29 runs. A right-handed batter out of Pace, Florida. 6'1" junior. Poindexter sets in. The 0-0 to Nemeth. Upstairs, ball number one. Poindexter glances back at second. The 1-0. Nemeth hits it to second, and it'll get down as it takes a weird bounce. And Bullard going home. Nemeth, Peoples now going home. The throw to home. No throw was made. Peoples slides. West Alabama now on top 7-4. It was a hard hit ball to Music at second base, and it hits him on the chest and takes a weird bounce. And he's a little slow to get up. He gets up, signals off the athletic trainers from coming out on the field. I mean, that was a hard hit ball that hits him. Tough player right there. Had a tough weekend batting so far. But good to see him get up. It's reigning Gulf South Conference Player of the Week. And the 0-0 pitch to Braden Lyman hit deep out to right center field. And Beckham is there to make the grab in center field. Nemeth will stay at first base. So two outs now. Kyle Vogler flew out to center field. And Braden Lyman also flew out to center field. That brings up Gavin Rogers. Rogers flew out to right field back in the third. Hit a three-run home run back in the first inning. The 0-0 outside for a called ball. 1-0 count to Rogers. That one down the middle for a called strike. 1-1 count. West Alabama now leads 7-4. Nemeth at first. Gets his lead off. The 1-1 in the dirt for ball number two to Gavin Rogers. Rogers batting 309 this year, 19 runs, 5 home runs, 30 RBIs, and we are expected to see him pitch game 2 today, game 3 of the series. The 2-1 finds the strike zone, 2-2 count to Gavin. Gavin, he's out of Soddy Daisy, Tennessee. The 2-2 gets away from Smith. Nemeth will go to second. Count goes to 3-2, so Nemeth moves to second base. And full count now, 3-2. Poindexter looks back at second to Nemeth. Nemeth's got a big lead off here. The 3-2. Hard hit ball to Music. He can't get a glove on it. Nemeth rounds third base, going home. And doesn't even slide. He's safe. West Alabama takes an 8-4 lead. Off the single by Gavin. That'll be an error on Music. That brings up Josh Bauer to the plate. And now Union will make a mound visit, talk things over here. So West Alabama now leads 8-4. Looks like it'll be a mound visit joined by the entire infield. See how they want to handle Bauer here. Bauer bats 378 on the year. Got the best batting average for the West Alabama Tigers this year. Got 29 runs scored, 6 home runs, 25 RBIs. And today, Bauer got on with a single back in the first, and then got on back in the third with an error on the shortstop on Netterville. Union doesn't have anyone out in the bullpen right now. Doesn't look like. Got some guys hanging out up there. West Alabama, no action out there either. See some guys hanging out. And now our home plate umpire goes and breaks up the meeting. A lot of rain clouds in the area. Thankfully, we haven't seen any rain today. Hopefully, it'll hold off. Just not rain at all. The 0-0 to Bauer. Finds the strike zone for a strike. 0-1 count. The 0-1 to Bauer. Hard hit ball out to left field. Was the win. Excuse me, that was Netterville. Moves from shortstop to make the play. And that'll be a fly out for Josh Bauer. And that way in the inning, as we head to the bottom of the fourth, West Alabama puts 3 on the board in the fourth, 2 in the third, 3 in the first to have an 8-4 lead here in Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Slot 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Baseball Field on the campus of Union University. Due up for Union be Carson Chavis, Billy Beckham, and Ben Smith. Chavis grounded out back in the first and the second. Gets a chance here in the fourth. He bats 355 on the year. 10 RBIs, 16 runs he scored. Peyton Warren back on the mound for his fourth inning of work. We saw Mason Hollander last night go 7 innings. During the game, he took the loss, but a pretty good pitching performance from him. Came in, threw strikes, gave the Tigers a chance to win. Peyton Warren now sets in, takes a little stretch, pre-inning stretch, and Chavis gets set. Chavis, he wears number 19 out of Collegeville, Tennessee. The 0-0 down the middle for a called strike. 0-1 count. Chavis, he's a 5'11 freshman, plays left field, right field. The 0-1 count, 0-1 pitch, called strike, 0-2 count now. Here to Chavis. The 0-2 to Chavis. And check swing, did he go? They say no, he did not. So, be 1-2. Here to Chavis. Tiger infield shifted a little bit to the right. Kitterman playing a little right side near first base. The 1-2, that one's outside for a ball. 2-2, no outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Union scored none in the first inning, 2 in the second and third. They've got 4 runs total. Peyton Warren sets in the 2-2 to Chavis. Be a foul ball left side into the parking lot. 2-2 count. Peyton Warren sets in. Thibodeau gets the call from Brock Ward. Warren delivers the 2-2. Inside for ball number 3. To Chavis. 3-2. 3-1 softball score through 4 innings. Tigers lead. The 3-2 pitch upstairs. Ball number 4. So Chavis gets on with a walk. West Alabama softball leading 3-1 through looks like 4 innings over there. Trying to get the series win today. Split yesterday. Billy Beckham at the plate, right-handed batter. Chavis at first gets his lead off. Beckham plays center field. Bats 220 this year. He got 1 home run, 12 RBIs. He scored 6 times himself. The 0-0 from Warren caught a strike to Beckham. Beckham, he wears number 10 for Union. He's a freshman. Peyton Warren glances back at first to Chavies. Josh Bauer covering the bag. Chavies gets his lead off. The 0-1, Sean Bunt pulled it back and caught a ball. They say pulled his bat back in time. 1-1 count. Peyton Warren a little frustrated with that one. One ball, one strike. Warren sets in, delivers the pitch, and hit the bullet at short. He can't field it. It'll get away from him. And Chavies will stay at second. Beckham gets on at first with an error on Bullard. E6. So that brings up Ben Smith, the catcher. Number 14, Smith, struck out back in the second inning. Gets set for his second at-bat of the day. He's batting 100 on the year. 36 runs he scored. Got 6 home runs. No, excuse me. He's got 5 runs to his name, 4 RBIs. And he's batting 100. He gets set. The 0-0. Sean Bunt. He lays one down. Peyton Warren comes over. He fields it. The throw to Bauer at first. No, excuse me. Kitterman at first. And Ben Smith is out. But he does. Advance Chavies to third. And Beckham to second. It's a little sack bunt there. For the first out. That brings up the top of the lineup. Patrick Music. Back in the top of the fourth. Saw a hard hit ball to Music at second base, and he couldn't field it, and it hit him. So it was good to see him get back up, pop right back up, wave off the athletic trainer. He's a tough kid. Peyton Warren sits in. The 0-0 to Music. That one's outside for a ball. Music flew out to center field back in the first. In the second, grounded out to third base. He gets set. Third at bat of the day. The 1-0. And he'll foul that one off. 1-1 count to Music. Patrick Music out of Ardmore, Alabama. He is a 5'9" graduate senior. Plays second base. Wears number 8 for the Bulldogs. One's across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. Warren sets in. The 1-1. That one's upstairs for a called ball. 2-1 count. Two runners in scoring position. Got Chavies on at third. Beckham at second. The 2-1. Check swing. Did he go? They say no. 3-1 count now. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Tigers lead 8-4. Peyton Warren sits in. The 3-1 pitch. And that one's hit to second at Kitterman. He fields it. The throw to Bauer at first. In time. No, excuse me. Bauer drops it at first. Comes out of his glove. So Music gets on. And Chavies will score from third base for Union. So an 8-5 ball game here. West Alabama leads. Beckham moves to third. Now Thibodeau walks out. Talk to Pinball. Nickname of Peyton Warren, Pinball. And Thibodeau now leaves the meeting. So Dorian Berry batting now. He's got runners on the corners. Beckham at third. Music on at first. They're going to give an error to Bauer at first base on that one. So Music got on with an error on Bauer. The 0-0 to Berry. That one hit out the center field. Vogler gets under it. Makes the play. Will it be enough room? As it will. As Beckham comes across the plate easily there. So Union gets another run back. Music will stay at first base. It'll be an F8 for Berry with an RBI. Through the second out of the inning. And now that brings up Britt Netterville. Netterville flew out to center field back in the first. And then he got a single out to center field in the third inning. Scored an RBI. He scored Berry. So 0-0 count here to Netterville. Tigers lead 8-6. Throwback to first. Barry slides. He'll be safe. Excuse me, music. Pinball sets in. The 0-0 to Netterville. And the throw down to second. Music goes to tag. Did he get him? He got him. Third out of the inning. And so West Alabama gets out of the jam there. Gives up two runs in the fourth. We'll head to the top of the fifth inning. Due up for the Tigers be Jonathan Thibodeau, Houston Kidderman, and Braxton Bullard. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Slot 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field in Jackson, Tennessee. West Alabama leads 8-6 through four complete innings. Jonathan Thibodeau, he'll lead things off for West Alabama. Thibodeau got on with a single back in the second. Single to left field, and then he got on with a single back in the right, back to right field in the third inning. So he'll get set here. The 0-0 finds the strike zone. 0-1 count to Thibodeau. Thibodeau, he bats 329 on the year. Got 9 runs, 8 RBIs to his name. 0-1 pitch, Thibodeau. Check swing. Did he go? They say no, he did not. So the count goes to 1-1. No outs. Thibodeau leading things off here in the top of the fifth. Poindexter still on the mound. The 1-1. Thibodeau fouls that one off. Count goes to 1-2. Poindexter, the 1-2. Thibodeau, he'll foul that one off. Right side, count stays at 1-2. West Alabama softball now leading 6-1 against Union. Going on right behind me as Thibodeau fouls that one off. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 from Poindexter. Swing and a miss. And they'll say that he fouled it. Looked like it went under his bat, but we'll take it as he fouls it off. Sam Poindexter delivers the 1-2. Thibodeau, high hit ball out to left field. And Bazoyan gets under it to make the grab for the first out of the inning. That brings up Houston Kidderman. Kidderman plays second base for the Tigers. He got on with a single back in the second. And then he flew out to left field back in the third inning. So he'll get a chance right here. With one out here in the top of the fifth inning. The 0-0. That one will be a foul ball right side. No balls, one strike. The pitch. Kidderman hits it to second. Music fields it. The throw over to first is in time for the second out of the inning. The 4-3. That'll bring up Braxton Bullard. Braxton Bullard grounded out back in the second. And then he walked in the fourth and scored a run. Braxton gets set. Left-handed batter. Yo-ho to Bullard. Shown bunt. Hard hit bunt. Be a foul ball. Third base coach Jacoby Robinson comes over. Picks it up. Throws it back in the Tiger dugout. The 0-1 pitch finds the strike zone. 0-2 count. The 0-2, that one's upstairs for the first ball of the at-bat. Poindexter delivers the 1-2. Bullard, it's a little looper ball. It'll be a foul ball. So the count stays at 1-2. Bullard will come back, reset things. West Alabama today, wearing white pants with the black pinstripes down them. Their jerseys are black with red UWA across the front, number on the bottom and the back, in red numbers with white outline. Wearing red hats today with the Tiger logo on the front. Union, white pants as well, red jerseys, white hats. The 1-2 to Bullard, and Braxton will watch that one go by as it's a strikeout. So West Alabama goes 1-2-3 in that inning, and we'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. West Alabama leads Union 8-6. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Slot 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. West Alabama baseball currently leading 8-6 as we enter the bottom of the fifth inning. Tigers scored 3 in the first. Union scored none in the first. Tigers none in the second. Union 2 in the second, third, and fourth frames. Tigers got 2 and 3 in the third and fourth, and then none in the fifth. And that's how we got to where we are. 8-6 lead for West Alabama. Britt Netterville lead things off, the shortstop for Union. Where's number 3? Flew out to center field in the first. And then in third, he got on with a single to center field. He gets set. Right-handed batter Peyton Warren still on the mound. Pinball delivers the 0-0. That one outside for a cob ball. No balls, one strike. Excuse me, one ball, no strikes. No outs. The 1-0. That one in the dirt for ball number 2. 2-0 is the count. Pinball delivers the 2-0. That one down the middle for a con strike. 2-1 count. Here to Netterville. He bats 311 on the year. 27 runs, 7 home runs. He's got 33 RBIs. One today. The 2-1. That one outside. Moves the count 3-1 to Netterville. Warren today giving up 6 hits, 6 runs, 4 of them earned. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts he's had. Pinball sets in. The 3-1. Outside for ball number 4. So Netterville gets on with a walk. And that brings up Josh Bazillion. Bazillion, he scored 2 runs today, got on with a walk in the second, and then he singled in the third. He's got 2 of the 6 runs for Union today, hit a home run last night. Pinball sets in. He looks back at Netterville. The 0-0. That one finds the strike zone. No balls, 1 strike. Pinball out of Brentwood, Tennessee. No balls, 1 strike. And the pitch. Hard hit ball out deep at the left field. Colton Peoples will just watch that one soar over the left field wall. And Union has tied this game up with a 2-run shot from Josh Bazillion. That'll fire up the Union dugout and the Bulldog fans here as they tie the game up at 8 apiece. That brings up Grayson Swanson for Union. Grayson playing DH today. Where's number 9? The 0-0. That one finds the strike zone. 0-1 count to Swanson. Don't see any action going on in the Tiger bullpen. Grayson Swanson batting 384. The 0-1 from pinball. That one outside for a ball. 1-1 count. With no outs here in bottom of the fifth inning. Pinball to 1-1. Finds the strike zone. 1-2 pitch. 1-2 count, I mean. Pinball sets in. The 1-2 pitch. That one upstairs. Takes the count 2 apiece. 2-2. No outs still. Pinball sets in. Takes a deep breath. The 2-2. That one will be a foul ball. Over the press box here. It's a 2-2 count to Grayson Swanson. Swanson, he's got 12 home runs this year, 43 RBIs, 29 runs. The 2-2. That one outside. Moves the count now 3-2. It's a full count. On deck, Blake Barrett, the first baseman. Right now it's Grayson Swanson, the DH. He bats fifth in the lineup. Got on with the single. Back in the second, and then forced double play with a fly out to left field. And the 3-2 pitch as pinball strikes him out of there. Swanson thought that it was a ball. He was already making his way towards first base, but it'll go down as a strikeout for pinball. His third of the day. That'll bring up Barrett for Union, the first baseman. The 0-0 to Barrett. That one outside for a ball. A 1-0 count. One ball, no strikes, one out. Bottom of the fifth inning. And that one, hard hit ball out to right field. Braden Lyman giving chase on it near the wall. And it'll get out of here for another Union home run. And just like that, they take the lead. 9-8 off the solo shot from Blake Barrett. So 9-8 score. Union has its first lead of the game. And now that'll bring up Carson Chavies. Chavies this year. Bats 355, 17 runs he scored, 10 RBIs. With one out. Pinball, the 0-0 pitch. Hit to Bullard at short. He fields it. The throw to Bauer in time for the out. Second out of the inning. It'll be a 6-3 there for Chavies. And then I'll bring up Billy Beckham. Billy Beckham, the center fielder for Union. He singled to left field in the second and then got on with an error on Braxton Bullard in the fourth. He gets set, the 0-0, down the middle for a caught strike to Beckham. He bats 216 this year. He's got 12 RBIs. The 0-1 down the middle for another strike. 0-2 count with two outs. Tigers trying to get out of this inning. See some action now in the Tiger bullpen. Can't tell who it is. The 0-2 from pinball. That one upstairs. 1-2 count here to Beckham. Beckham wears number 10 for Union out of Litchfield, Illinois. 6-foot freshman. The 1-2 outside for a ball. 2-2 count with two outs. Thibodeau gets the call from pitcher coach Brock Ward. Gives it to pinball. Pinball, the 2-2 pitch. swing and a miss. He struck him out of there as West Alabama able to get out of the inning, but gives up three runs for Union to take the 9-8 lead here as we enter the top of the sixth. Due up, be the top of the lineup. Kyle Vogler, Colton Peoples, and Jake Nemeth as Union leads West Alabama 9-8 here on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field. Kyle Vogler set to lead things off here in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch to Vogler. Finds the strike zone here in the top of the first. The 0-1. That one outside for a called ball. 1-1 count. Vogler singled back in the first. Flew out to center field in the second and fourth. Scored a run in the first. The 1-1. Hard hit ball out to left field. Will it get down? It'll get down for a base hit. Near the wall. Vogler rounds first. He'll go to second. And put the brakes on at second base. And he is on with a double. That'll get the Tiger dugout fired up here. That brings up Colton Peoples to the plate. Colton plays left field for the Tigers. Where's number one? Got on with a walk in the first. Struck out in the third. And then walked again in the fourth. So he gets set. The 0-0 to Peoples. That one outside for a ball. Just heard a roar from the softball field as West Alabama, I believe, just hit a home run. Take a 9-1 lead there in the sixth inning. Colton Peoples gets set. Sean Bunt pulls it back. Count goes to 2-0 to Colton. Colton batting 263 this year, 27 runs, 11 RBIs. And earlier today, Peoples, he picked up his 15th stolen base of the year. Poindexter sets in. The 2-0, Peoples gets a hit on out to right field. Peoples rounds first. Vogler rounds third. He's safe. Peoples slide at second. And Colton Peoples gets a 1 RBI double. He'll score Kyle Vogler from second. What a fun baseball game this is. It's Tigers have now tied it 9-9 apiece in the top of the sixth. Back-to-back doubles for West Alabama. Towards the left field and towards right field. That'll bring up Jake Nemeth. Nemeth sets in. He's got Colton Peoples at second. Nemeth sets in. Poindexter, he'll step off the mound. He'll reset things here. Colton Peoples gets his lead off at second. The 0-0 to Nemeth. That one upstairs for a called ball. It's game one of a doubleheader today. We're going to have all the action for you here on Sly 104.9. We appreciate everybody tuning in today. The 1-0 pitch to Nemeth. And believe it got him on the arm. So Nemeth gets on with a hit-by pitch. People stays at second. That brings up Braden Lyman. Lyman, he's had two triples this weekend. Got a triple last night. Got one today in the third inning. And he flew out to shortstop in the first, and then flew out to center field in the fourth. So now Union will have a little mound visit with their infield. and they're going to talk it over how they want to handle Braden Lyman. He'll come over and talk to West Alabama head coach Kerry Rundles about this at-bat. It's a big at-bat right now. Tigers have one in scoring position, another on at first base. Braden makes his way back to home plate as Union ends their mound visit. Braden and Union's catcher, Ben Smith, exchange a little fist bump or something as Braden gets set. Where's number 19 for the Tigers? Bats 331 this year. He's got 34 RBIs, 5 home runs, 27 runs he scored. Poindexter delivers the 0-0 to Lyman. That one outside for a ball. No balls, one strike. One ball, no strikes here to Lyman. The 1-0 to Lyman. Outside for another ball. 2-0 count here to Braden. 2-0 to Lyman. Swing and a miss by Lyman. Moves the count 2-1. Lyman gets set. Left-handed batter out of Land O'Lakes, Florida. The 2-1 pitch. That one will be a foul ball. Over the Tiger dugout into the parking lot. Two balls, two strikes here to Braden Lyman. No outs here in the top of the six. Kyle Vogler scored earlier in the inning off of a double by Colton Peoples. And now Lyman gets a hit on that one out to left center field. As Peoples rounds third, Jake Nemeth coming across, and he'll stop at third. So West Alabama retakes the lead, 10-9 now. Thought Jacoby Robinson was sending Jake Nemeth, but he told him to put the brakes on and stay at third. So West Alabama now leads 10-9 with the single from Braden Lyman. So that brings up Gavin Rogers. Rogers hit a big home run back in the first inning. It's his fifth of the year. That scored Peoples and Vogler. Now he's got a chance to do some more damage here. As Lyman steals, he'll slide in at second. So he's safe at second base. So there's no throw attempt there. Still no outs here in the inning. Braden Lyman's ninth stolen base of the year. The 0-1 to Rogers. Hit back up the middle for a base hit. Peoples will score. Nemeth coming across the plate now. As West Alabama now leads 12-9. That was Braden Lyman that scored. Gavin Rogers is safe at first with the single to center field. So two more RBIs there for Rogers today. He's got 7 RBIs in this game. 2 hits, 1 run, 3 at-bats. Just a fantastic day for Gavin Rogers here in this game. He is expected to pitch the next game, assuming he'll stay in the DH position and pitch. As Union now has a mound visit, they'll make a pitching change. So we'll take a short break and let you know who the new Bulldog pitcher is. We come back here to Fesmire Field. West Alabama leads Union 12-9. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Slot 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field. West Alabama retaking the lead here in the top of the sixth, 12-9 score. They're back and forth game so far today. On the mound now for Union is going to be number 2, Ryan Evans. Ryan, he's out of New Bern, Tennessee, 5'10". He's a freshman, and he'll get set. He's taking his warm-up pitches now. He's 1-1 on the year. Pitched .2 complete innings, giving up 18 runs, 17 of them earned. ERA of 7.40, 12 hits, 15 walks, 14 strikeouts. And he's given up 2 doubles, 1 triple, 3 home runs. And for Poindexter, he faced 15 batters, struck out 1, and pitched 2 complete innings, 7 runs, 6 of them earned, and 2 walks. As Evans, he'll face Josh Bauer to begin his day. The 0-0 to Bauer, that one outside for a ball. Gavin Rogers on at first base with a single. He's got 7 RBIs today. It's a fantastic day for Rogers so far. The 1-0, caught a strike for Bauer. 1 ball, 1 strike. And 1-1, that one outside for a ball. Here to Bauer. Tigers have 12 hits today. Union's got 8. West Sabone's got 3 errors, and Union has 2. As the 2-1 misses outside for ball number 3 to Bauer. Bauer, he's got 375 batting average, .375 batting average, 6 home runs, 29 hits. The 3-1 pitch, that one, swing and a miss, moves the count now to 3-2. That's the full count to Josh Bauer out of Headland, Alabama. Evans sets in the 3-2 to Bauer. High fly ball out to right field as Chavies will get under it, make the grab for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Jonathan Thibodeau as Rogers will stay at first base. Thibodeau today got on with a single in the second and third. He singled to left field and right field, and then he flew out to left field in the fifth inning. So he gets set for his fourth at-bat of the day. And that one hits Thibodeau, so he'll get to take his base. And now that brings up Houston Kitterman with one out. Kitterman so far today got a single in the second, flew out to right field in the third, and then grounded out in the fifth. He gets set for his fourth at-bat of the day. Takes a stretch, batting right-handed. Kitterman, he's out of Russellville, Alabama. With two runners on, Rogers at second, Thibodeau at first. The 0-1 to Kitterman, swing and a miss by Kitterman, moves the count now to 0-2. Evans sets in, Braxton Bullard on deck. The 0-2 in the dirt for ball number 1. So 1-2 count here to Kitterman. Kitterman bats 204 on the year, 17 runs, 9 RBIs, the 1-2. And that one hits Kitterman as well. No, it doesn't. Looked like it hit him. I think people up here in the press box thought it did too. But count goes to 2-2. Must have taken a bounce before it came across the plate or came across to Kitterman. So nonetheless, 2-2 count. The 2-2. And he'll foul that one off towards the Tiger dugout. Probably the tallest press box that we'll be in all year as it's on a hill. And then the bleachers kind of built into the stadium. It's a pretty cool place up here if you haven't been. And the 2-2 to Kitterman. Hit to music. The double play attempt. And Union will turn the double play. It'll be a 4-6-3 double play there to end the inning. So we'll head to the bottom of the sixth. West Alabama retakes the lead. 12-9 is your score. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball here on Sly 104.9.
Hot Pot, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop-Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things,
like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field, here on the campus of Union University. West Alabama leads 12-9. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, due up for Union will be Ben Smith, Patrick Music, and Dorian Berry to lead things off. Smith gets set. He's batting 100 this year. Four RBIs, five runs, and he put down a sacrifice bunt back in the fourth inning. And then struck out the second. The 0-0. That one outside for a ball. 1-0 count. The 1-0 to Smith. That one outside as well. It's a 2-0 count now. Smith plays catcher for Union. It's the second at-bat of the day. The 2-0. That one outside. 3-0 count here to Smith. 3-0. Right down the middle for the first strike of this at-bat. It's a 3-1 count now. Here to Ben Smith. Smith wears number 14 for Union. As pinball delivers 3-1. Same spot, same location, same result. 3-2 count now. Ben Smith, he's out of Jackson, Tennessee, right here in this town where we're at, Jackson. The 3-2. That one outside for ball number 4. So Smith gets on with a walk. Smith, he's got 9 walks this year. So he gets on at first. That brings up the top of the lineup, Patrick Music. And now pitching coach Brock Ward will come out and make a mound visit and talk to pinball here. We'll see if the Tigers make a pitching change. Looks like they will. So we'll take a short break. We'll let you know who the new Tiger pitcher is when we come back. West Alabama leads Union 12-9 here on Slide 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Papa, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field. West Alabama's new pitcher, number 34, Kate Miller. Miller, he's out of Jasper, Alabama. This season, he's pitched 22 innings, given up 31 hits, 22 strikeouts. Got a ERA of 8.59. And he's in relieving Peyton Warren. Warren had a pretty good day pitching for the Tigers. He faced 27 batters and struck out 2 looking and got through 5 complete innings, gave up 9 runs, 7 of them earned, and gave up 8 hits, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. And he did give up 2 home runs today so far. So Cade Miller comes in to relieve Warren. Miller this year, 1-1 on the year, and he's given up 21 earned runs and 31 hits. He's walked 22 batters, struck out 22, giving up five doubles and two home runs. So he gets set. He'll get to face GSC Player of the Week, Patrick Music, first. Patrick Music, he'll get set. Union, they've got one runner on. Ben Smith got on with a walk. And then the Tigers went to the pitching change to the bullpen. So Cade Miller gets set. Him and Jonathan Thibodeau exchange calls. They agree on it. The 0-0 for Miller. That one's upstairs for ball number one to Music. Miller looks back at first at Smith and delivers the 1-0. It's a curveball upstairs. That'll be ball number two to Music. Music batting 344 this year, 36 runs, 6 home runs, 33 RBIs. Dorian Berry on deck. Got no outs here. Miller sits in. The 2-0. That one outside for a ball. 3-0 count. Here to Music. Miller looks back at first at Smith. Josh Bauer covering the bag. Miller, the windup, the pitch, the 3-0. Down the middle for a call strike. 3-1 count now. Miller sets in. The 3-1. That one fouled off. And it'll be a foul ball. 3-2 is the count. Here to Patrick Music. No outs here in the inning. Top of the sixth, we're in. Tigers lead 12-9. Miller takes a deep breath. The 3-2. He'll foul that one off as well over the press box here. Miller sets in. The windup, the 3-2. That one hit out the left field to Colton Peoples. He'll field it. He gets it back in the infield pretty quickly to not allow any more damage. So Smith will move to second base, and Music gets on with a single out to left field. So now that brings up Dorian Berry, the third baseman for Union. Berry today struck out in the first, flew out to center field in the fourth, and then the third got on with a single, scored a run in the third as well. Miller sets in. The 0-0 to Berry. That one upstairs for ball number one. Now, Barry asks for time. He grants it. He gets it. Cade Miller sits in on the mound. Looks back at second where Smith is. The 1-0. That one upstairs again for ball number two. Almost hits Barry. He moves out of the way. Count goes to 2-0 now. Miller takes a deep breath on the mound. Gets the call from Thibodeau. Miller sits in. The 2-0. That's a strike. Right down the middle fastball, it looked like. So 2-1 count now. No outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Got 9 innings scheduled. Cade Miller sits in. The 2-1. That one upstairs for another ball. 3-1 count now. Looking at the radar on my phone, and it looks like all the rain that could have came here is now south of us. So that's a good sign. Don't want to jinx myself, though. And now, our third base umpire is talking to Cade Miller about speeding things up. Gives him a little warning. Cade Miller gets up. Miller. The 3-1 to Berry. That one outside for another ball, so that will load up the bases. And that brings up Britt Netterville. Netterville. And now it looks like West Alabama is going to make a pitching change. They're all signaling from the dugout. Maybe not. We'll see. Jonathan Thibodeau makes a mound visit. Now Brock Ward, pitching coach, will walk out there and join them. And we'll see if they signal for a pitching change. Brock might not let the umpires know just to give whoever's out there a little bit more time, and now they're going to go to the bullpen. So we'll take a short break. We'll let you know who the new Tiger pitcher is when we come back. West Alabama leads 12-9 here on Slot 104.9.
See a part in Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need, from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. West Alabama makes a call to the bullpen, and they'll bring in number 13, Mateo Lozano, as Cade Miller's day is done. Miller came in to replace Warren, who started the game. Miller came in to start this inning, and he's got the bases loaded. And so now the Tigers make the call and bring in Mateo Lozano. Miller only faced two batters, gave up one hit, one walk. And so now Lozano has got the bases loaded here. Tigers have a 12-9 lead. Lozano, the first pitch, that one outside for a ball to Netterville. Netterville, he's a dangerous hitter this year. He's batting 311. He's got 7 home runs, 33 RBIs, and he scored 38 runs himself. He wears number 3 for Union. Lozano takes a deep breath. The 1-0 gets a hit on it out to left field. It's going to get down for a base hit. Peoples fields it. Peoples will throw it in, and one run will score for Union as it was Ben Smith who scored. Smith started the inning with a walk from Peyton Warren. So no outs here. 12-10 ball game. West Alabama leads. Here in the bottom of the sixth, bases are still loaded. You got Patrick Music at third. And then you've got Barry at second. And you've got Netterville at first. And batting is Josh Bazillion. He bats fourth. First pitch to Bazillion. Fouled off. In front of the Tiger dugout. Lozano sets in. Takes a deep breath. The 0-1 to Bazillion. Hard hit ball. It'll get by Nemeth for a base hit. One run will score. Another one's coming across the plate as Barry comes in at home, and it's a tie ball game once again here at Fesmire Field. 12-12 is your score. See, that was Music that scored, and then Barry scored. Netterville just moved to second base. Bazillion gets on with a single, two RBI single to tie the game up. So we are all tied up once again, 12 apiece. Still no outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Mateo Lozano on the mound. Mateo, he's out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, 5'11" senior. Sets in, glances back at second. The 0-0 to Swanson. That one will be fouled off. Grayson Swanson playing the DH position. He's got two hits today, one RBI, struck out once on the season. He bats 381. He's got 12 homers, 43 RBIs, and 29 runs he scored. He sets in. Lozano, the 0-1 pitch. That one, hard hit ball out to left field. Peoples is there to make the grab for the first out of the inning. He'll get it back in the infield quickly. It'll be an F7 for Swanson for the first out of the inning. And now that brings up first baseman Blake Barrett. Barrett hit a home run back in the fifth inning and then got on with an error on Braxton Buehler back in the second, and then it's forcing a double play back in the third. Barrett gets set. Barrett asks for time, and our home plate umpire grants it to him. Lozano sits in. The 0-0 pitch. Curveball, caught a strike to Barrett. Lozano sets in. 0-1. Gets away from Thibodeau. Thibodeau can't find it. He finally comes over and gets it over in foul territory. And Netterville, he'll move to third. And Bazillion moves to second. It's a 1-1 count. Two runners in scoring position here. Unions tied the game up at 12 apiece here in this inning. Scored three runs. Looking to add to that. Lozano sets in. The 1-1, that one's outside for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count with one out. Two balls, one strike. Lozano on the mound for West Alabama. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Barrett. Moves the count now to 2-2. Lozano sets in. The 2-2. That one's a hard hit ball out to left field. Peoples chasing it. It'll get down for a base hit. And two runs will score for Union. The throw into second, the tag, and no tag was applied as Barrett gets on with a double. And two runs score there for Union for them to take the lead, 14-12. So now that brings up Carson Chavies. And now pitching coach Brock Ward makes another mound visit. The Tigers make another pitching change. So we will take a short break and let you know who the new Tiger pitcher is when we come back. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball here on Sly 104.9.
Papa, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-in.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field. Going on behind us, West Alabama softball got the 9-2 victory over Union today to take the series. They improved to 22-19 overall, 12-12 in conference play, set themselves up to have a possibility of getting in the Gulf South Conference tournament to be played in a couple weeks. And now here at baseball, Brenton Thills comes into the game for the Tigers. Brenton, he's pitched 38 innings this year. He's got a record of 2-4, giving up 35 earned runs, 41 runs, ERA of 8.29. Giving up 53 hits, 14 walks, 29 strikeouts, 15 doubles, 3 home runs. He comes in for relief for Mateo Lozano. And so he gets to face, to begin the day, his day, excuse me, number 19, Carson Chavies. Chavies gets set. He's a left-handed batter. Chavies, he's out of Collierville, Tennessee.
Randy Johnson.
Brenton Thills, they call him Stretch for good reasons. He stands at about 6'11", 7 foot. Stands at 6 foot. The 0-0 to Chavies. That one's outside for a called ball. Thills sets in. The wind up, the pitch, the 1-0. That one's outside. Count goes to 2-0. Stretch sets in on the mound. Gets the call from Thibodeau. It's the Tigers' fourth pitcher this inning. Started with Warren, moved to Miller, then went to Lozano. Now with Thills, the 2-0. Chavies will foul that one off. Count now goes to 2-1. They've cut the lights on here at Fesmire Field. Still a lot of sunlight left in the day. Stretch sets in. The 2-1. He'll step off the mound. Got Blake Barrett on at first base. He got off a double to left field. Stretch, the 2-1. That one's fouled off. Count goes to 2-2. On deck is Billy Beckham. Following Beckham with Ben Smith. Smith started the inning for Union. They scored five. Stretch sets in on the mound. Takes a deep breath. Glances back at second. The 2-2. That one outside for ball number 3. That's a full count with 2 outs. Chavies, he's got a batting average of .349. 10 RBIs, 17 runs. Stretch steps off the mound. Phil sets in. The 3-2. That one outside for ball number 4. So Chavies on at first. Barrett on at second. That brings up Billy Beckham, the center fielder for Union. Beckham bats .212 this year. 7 runs he scored, 1 home run, 12 RBIs he's got. Beckham sets in at the plate, right-handed batter. Brenton Thills on the mound. The 0-0, check swing, outside, caught a ball. It's a 1-0 count. Brenton looks at Thibodeau for the call. Thills, the 1-0. That one outside that's a strike. Finds the strike zone. 1-1-1 on the board. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Deal sets in. The 1-1 pitch. That one outside for ball number 2. The 2-1. Brenton steps off the mound. He'll reset. Makes the throw in motion over to second. The 2-1. That one hit out the center field. Vogler giving chase on it. Gets under it. Makes the grab. And Barrett goes to third. And no throw to third will be attempted. So for Beckham, that'll be an F8 for the second out of the inning. And Barrett moves to third. That'll bring up Ben Smith again. Ben Smith got things going here in the bottom of the 6th for Union. Got on with a walk, and then he scored. So he gets set, right-handed batter. Bats 100 this year. Scored 6 times, 4 RBIs he's got. He's got runners on the corners here. Stretch on the mound. The 0-0. That one's going to be a foul ball over the Tiger dugout. Stretch sets in, 0-1 count. Here to Smith. The throwback to first. Javies will slide back. He'll be safe. Josh Bauer on at first. Kitterman at second. Bullard at third. Nemeth at third. Left field, you got Colton Peoples. Center field, Kyle Vogler. Right field, Braden Lyman. Catching is Jonathan Thibodeau. And on the mound, Brenton Thiels. Thiels, the 0-1. Finds the strike zone. 0-2 count. Here to Smith. Stretch, the 0-2. That one outside for ball number one. So 1-2 count here to Ben Smith. Smith, he's out of Jackson, Tennessee, right here. 5'11" sophomore, plays catcher for Union. Down in the count, 1-2. Brenton Thiels sits in the pitch. And that one will get through for a base hit as Kitterman will take a slide. One run will score for Union as Blake Barrett comes across the plate. And Chavis, he'll move to second. That'll bring up the top of the lineup, Patrick Music. Music got on with a single out to left field earlier in this inning. Union still trying to apply some damage here. Leading now 15-12. They've got two runners on. The ill stretch sets in. The 0-0 to Music. That one's upstairs for ball number one. The ill sits in. The 1-0. That one gets away from Thibodeau. He finds it, and he won't make a throw anywhere as both runners advance to third and second. Chavis, he'll move to third, and Smith, he'll move to second. Count now is at 2-0. Here to Patrick Music. Two balls, no strikes here to Music. Thiels sits in the pitch. That one upstairs. Ball number three. Thiels, the 3-0. That one outside, so that'll load him up again as Music gets on at first base. You got Smith at second, and you've got Chavis on at third, and that'll bring up Barry, the third baseman. Union leads 15-12 right now. Brenton Thiels, he's the fourth pitcher of the inning for West Alabama. We started with Peyton Warren, then moved to Cade Miller, then moved to Mateo Lozano, and now here at Thiels. Base is loaded here to Barry. The 0-0 swung on and missed for Barry. It's an 0-1 count now to Barry. The 0-1 pitch to Barry. He'll foul that one off. Count now goes to 0-2. Barry gets set, the right-handed batter. He's batting 279 this year. He's got three homers, 12 RBIs. The 0-2. That one's upstairs. Ball number one. Thiels gets set on the mound with the bases loaded. With two outs here in the bottom of the sixth, the 1-2. That one's outside. Moves the count 2-2 now. Thiels gets set. 2-2 is the count. Two outs. Dorian Barry batting and struck him out of there. So the Tigers get out of the inning. But Union scores six runs to take a 15-12 lead as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Due up for the Tigers, it'll be Braxton Bullard, Kyle Vogler, and Colton Peoples. We'll take a short break, but we'll be back here in the top of the seventh inning. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop. But what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field here on the campus of Union. Tigers right now trail 15-12 in the top of the seventh inning. Braxton Bullard will get things going. The first pitch to Bullard, it's a ground ball to Music, and he'll field it. And he'll make the throw over to Barrett at first for the first out. For the first out of the inning. We have 4-3 out. That'll bring up Kyle Vogler. Vogler got a double back in the sixth inning. The 0-0 to Vogler. That one outside. 4-1. A 1-0 count now. Vogler. It's a little looper out to center field. Patrick Music gets under it. And he'll make the play for the second out of the inning. And that'll be an F4. So now that brings up Colton Peoples. Peoples hit a double in the sixth. He walked in the fourth, struck out in the third, and walked in the first. The 0-0 to Peoples. That one outside for a ball. Evans sets in on the mound for Union. The 1-0 finds the strike zone. 1-1 count. Evans waits no time as the 1-1 pitch is now delivered. That one outside for a ball. It's a 2-1 count. The 2-1 finds the strike zone for the second strike to Colton Peoples. Evans, he's out of New Bern, Tennessee. The 2-2. That one outside for a ball. 3-2 count now with two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. The 3-2. Peoples gets a hit on it, and it'll get down out in right field for a base hit. Colton put the brakes on at first. He's on with a single to right field. That just brings up Jake Nemeth. They call him Nemo, and he's out of Florida. And Pace, Florida, to be exact, 6'1" junior, playing third base today for West Alabama. Evans gets set on the mound. The 0-0 to Nemeth finds the strike zone for an 0-1 count. Peoples gets his lead off at first. And the 0-1 upstairs, ball number one. It's a 1-1 count now. 1-1, two outs. Nemeth, that'll be popped up near the Union dugout. And it'll wind up a foul ball near some fans. So it's a 1-2 count here to Jake Nemeth. The 1-2 pitch to Nemeth. That one's upstairs for ball number two. The 2-2 to Nemeth. Nemeth gets a hit on it out to deep center field. Beckham gets under it. Out in right field. It will be Chavis who gets under it to make the grab for the third out of the inning. So Tigers trail one. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. Trailing 15-12 here on Slot 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field, West Alabama Trails Union 15-12 here as we begin the bottom of the seventh inning. Due up first here in the bottom of the seventh will be Britt Netterville for Union. Britton Thill still on the mound for the Tigers. Fourth pitcher today we have seen. The 0-0 to Netterville, and that's a hard hit ball out in the left field. Colton Peoples will field it, and he'll get it back in. Netterville will be safely in at second with a double out to left field. So good start here for Union once again. And Josh Bazillion, he'll come up to the plate, the right-handed batter. Where's number 23? Batting 328 this year. 11 home runs, 34 runs he scored. He's got 43 RBIs to his name this year. Britton Thills on the mound. 7-foot sophomore from Otis, Louisiana. They call him Stretch for good reasons. Standing at 7 foot tall. The 0-0. That one gets away from Thibodeau via ball. So 1-0 count. One ball, no strikes. No outs. Here in the bottom of the seventh. And that one hits to Nemeth. And then the throw over to Bauer. But goodness gracious. Bazillion, when he swung, it was a broken bat. And Bazillion receives the broken bat from Thills. That's pretty crazy. You rarely see that happen. The entire Union dugout wants to look at it. So now, one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Netterville stays at second. That brings up Grayson Swanson batting with one out. The 0-0 pitch. It's a deep ball out to Vogler in center field. And near the wall, Vogler near the wall makes a fantastic grab for the second out. He'll field it in quickly. And that was, center field is 390 feet, and that one went 389. And Kyle Vogler made a good grab near the wall to get the second out of the inning. Netterville moves to third. And so now that brings up Blake Barrett, the first baseman for Union. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Union scored 6 runs back in the sixth inning to take the lead. 15-12 now is the score. Thills the 0-0. Swing and a miss by Blake Barrett. Makes it an 0-1 count with 2 outs. We're now at 3 hours played here in this game. We started at 1 o'clock. It's now 4 o'clock. We got game 2 of the doubleheader scheduled about 40-50 minutes after this game concludes. Union will have senior day festivities going between games. The 0-1 pitch, that one's fouled off into the bleachers here. Looks like a young man comes out with the ball down in the bleachers here. 0-2 count to Barrett. The 0-2, that one's outside. Ball number 1. Appreciate everybody listening today on Sly 104.9. My name is Mark Gillen, filling in for Mr. Will Atkinson today, bringing you play-by-play here at Union. Appreciate Mr. Wayne Grant, who's back at the studio for us. The 1-2 pitch from Thills, that one's outside for the second ball. 2-2 count with 2 outs. Thills, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss from Barrett. Gets away from Thibodeau. He'll apply the tag to Barrett for the third out of the inning. So Union not able to score any more runs in that inning. And we'll head to the top of the eighth inning. West Alabama Trails Union 15-12 here in Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't don't pay for gas, Pop-Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. Braden Lyman will lead things off. First pitch to Lyman's outside for a ball. It's Ryan Evans on the mound. Waste no time. The 0-1. That'll be a foul ball. Next pitch outside for a ball. 1-2 count. Here to Lyman. He'll foul the next one off. The 1-2 to Lyman. Hit directed back to Evans. He'll field it. The throw over to first is in time for the out. So, 1-3 put out there for Lyman. That'll bring up Gavin Rogers, the DH. Gavin today had a fantastic day. He's got a home run. He flew out to right field back in the third and then got on with an error on the fourth, and then he singled to center field back in the sixth. He got seven RBIs to his name today. That one hit directed back to Evans. He'll field it. The toss over to first is in time for the second out. Be another 1-3. And then I'll bring up Josh Bauer for the Tigers. Josh Bauer today, he's got one hit. He flew out to right field in the sixth. Flew out to shortstop, first pitch. The 0-1 count, the 0-1 pitch. That one's outside for a ball. Moves the count to 1-1. Next one, it's a chopper hit to first base line, a tag on the base, and that will do it. Is this a ground out for the third out of the inning? So that'll do it for the Tigers. 1-2-3. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth. Tigers trail 15-12 against Union here on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. Brent Thiel's back on the mound for the Tigers. He's given up two hits today. Two walks, two strikeouts he's gotten. And he gets set on the mound. He'll face 7-8-9 for Union. It'll be Carson Chavies, Billy Beckham, and then Ben Smith. As Chavies makes his way to the plate. Chavies playing right field today for Union. He's a left-handed batter. Chavies gets set. Brenton Thiel sits in on the mound. Looks at Thibodeau for the call. They agree on one. The 0-0 to Chavies. That one hits out to Colton Peoples and left. Peoples is there to make the grab for the first out of the inning. That brings up Billy Beckham for Union, the center fielder. Beckham getting set for his 54th at bat. He's got four today, one hit, one strikeout. Beckham's got. He flew out to center field back in the sixth, struck out in the fifth, got on with an error in the fourth, and then got a single back in the second. The 0-0 finds the strike zone. 0-1 count with one out. Field sets in. The 0-1 finds the strike zone again. 0-2 count. Here to Beckham. On deck is Ben Smith, the catcher. The 0-2 pitch. That one outside for a ball. 1-2 count gets away from Thibodeau. Thibodeau gets it back up. He'll get it back to Thiels. Thiels takes a deep breath. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for Beckham as Thiels strikes him out for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Ben Smith, the catcher. Smith. Back in the sixth inning, he got on with a walk, scored, and then got a single out to right field. Big hit for him. He bats 118 on the year. He's got six runs, five RBIs. Smith has got the 0-0 to Smith. Finds the strike zone. So an 0-1 count here to Smith. Thiels sets in. The 0-1 pitch. Finds the strike zone again. 0-2 count to Smith. Smith, he's got it right here in Jackson, Tennessee. Thiels sets in. The 0-2. That one's outside for a ball. Smith back in the second. He struck out. It is a sacrifice bunt in the fourth, and then in the sixth, he walked and then hit a single out to right field in the sixth. He gets set, the 1-2 pitch. That's a hit out to center field to Vogler. He'll get under it and make the play to retire the Union side. Last opportunity for the Tiger Bats coming up. Due up for West Alabama, it will be Jonathan Thibodeau, Houston Kitterman, and Braxton Bullard. We'll take a short break, but we'll come back with the ninth inning here from Fesmire Field. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field, West Alabama Trails Union 15-12. And due up for the Tigers, it'll be Jonathan Thibodeau, Houston Kitterman, and Braxton Bullard in the first. Tigers scored three runs, Union scored none in the second. UWA got none, and Union scored two. Both teams scored two in the third, and then the Tigers got three in the fourth, Union got two. And in the fifth, Tigers had none, Union had three. In the sixth, West Alabama had four, and Union had six runs. In the seventh and eighth frames, no runs were scored for either team. Jonathan Thibodeau at the plate. He'll get set. His fourth at-bat of the day. He's got two hits. He got a single in the second, single in the third. First pitch, finds the strike zone. And then he flew out to left field back in the fifth. The 0-1. And Evans, he'll step off the mound. The 0-1 pitch from Evans. That one's outside for a called ball. 1-1 count with no outs here in the top of the ninth. Tigers need to get three runs to extend this game. The 1-1 finds the strike zone to Thibodeau. It's a 1-2 count now. One ball, two strikes. Here to Jonathan Thibodeau. Got a batting average of .326. Nine runs he scored, eight RBIs. The 1-2, that one outside for a ball. Gets away from Smith, but doesn't really matter. No one's on base. The 2-2. Swing and a miss from Thibodeau for the first out of the inning. That'll bring out Houston Kitterman. Tigers now down to two final outs. Need to get three runs to extend the game. If they can keep Union from not scoring any runs in the ninth. Houston Kitterman, he bats 2-0-2. He's got nine RBIs. The 0-0 finds the strike zone. 0-1 count to Houston Kitterman. The 0-1, that one's upstairs. Ball number one. One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the ninth inning. Evans sets in, the 1-1. Upstairs, ball number two. The 2-1 from Evans. That one's hit directly to Nervook at shortstop, and he is there to make the grab for the second out. So that'll bring up Braxton Bullard. Bullard today got 3 at-bats. He walked once and struck out once. The 0-0 hit directed back up the middle. Patrick Music, he'll field it. The throw over to first, and Braxton Bullard will beat out the throw as Barrett bobbled it when he got it. So Bullard gets on at first base. And so now that'll bring up Kyle Vogler at the top of the lineup here. Vogler and the Tigers trying to get something going here, get on a 2-out ninth inning rally. Vogler sits in. The 0-0. That one's upstairs for a ball. It's a 1-0 count. Vogler hits out to left center field, and Bazoian is there to make the grab to end the ball game. West Alabama falls 15-12 here in this game. The Tigers drop to 12-28 on the year, 9-14 in Gulf South Conference action, and Union moves to 16-20 and 9-13 in Gulf South Conference action. So we're going to go to, we're not going to go to commercial. We're going to go to music between games. Not sure what time first pitch of game 3 is scheduled, but we'll be back on air with it. Appreciate everybody listening to game 2 today, or game 1 of the doubleheader, game 2 of the 3-game series. Union gets the win 15-12 over West Alabama. Appreciate everybody listening. Again, I'm Mark Gillen, brought to you play-by-play today. Mr. Wayne Grant's back at the studio for us. We appreciate everybody listening. Go Tigers.